Gemara raises this issue on Daf Gimel Minyana Dereish of the Miutemai. Minyana Deseif of the Miutemai, that what exactly is the Mishnah coming to exclude? One possibility the Gemara suggests is Lafuke, the Shita of Rav, when it comes to a case of Sota. The Shita of Rav, of course, the Sota is Asur Labala. How is that that affects Yibum in a case of a Sota Vadai? So very, very simply, according to Rav, there is no Yibum, there is no Chalitza, there's a Ptur Tzaros. If that really is the case, one would envision that this should find its place in the Mishnah. Maybe the fact that, no, the Mishnah says there are 15 cases, and this is not one of them, so therefore this is against the Shita of Rav. Poshub Shat, again, that would mean that the Sota Vadai, there's no Yibum, there is no Chalitza, and indeed there is a Ptur Tzaros. One could raise the following issue as the Gemara continues, if that really is true. So we know, according to Rav, that this is comparable to Arayos. So why indeed is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? Lisninhu. At least according to Rav, it should be found as part of our list. The Gemara says no. Something that sounds more technical. Our Mishnah tells us the following. There is no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, this applies to the Tzaras, and even applies to the next step, Tzaras Tzara as well. And that next step you do not find when it comes to a case of a Sota Vadai. Oh, so therefore, that cannot be part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in these Chamesh Asrei Nashim, no Yibum, no Tzaros, but then the next day, that embraces Tzaros Tzara as well. After all, as the Karen Ora points out, Rabbi Chanan, Kobet Tzaros, and Simon Yud Beis, the reason there isn't Tzaros Tzara is very simple. It's because the only time you can construct a case of Tzaros Tzara is assuming that the woman is usher to this brother, but she can marry another brother, so get the chain can continue. Obviously, that's not true when it comes to a case of a sota. After all, a sota is a sur labal. And if indeed then the husband dies, there's no yibum whatsoever because that iser spills over to each and every brother, each and every brother. Well, obviously, if she's forbidden to all of the brothers, you cannot go the next step where there was an act of yibum. What do you mean yibum? She's a sur lechol ha'achim. But nonetheless, the Gemara suggests that it doesn't conform to the Mishnah because you cannot go ahead and construct such a case of Sara Sara. So Tosus Nafgimu Beis is bothered very simply. When it comes to the Isser of Sota, it's not only Asr Labao, there also is an Isser Laboel. When the Torah speaks about the consequence of an Ashes Ish, Shizinsa, in Parshas Naso, there clearly that Tumak Sivbok Arayos, Vimidbar Hei. When you look in Devarim Chav Dalet and Parshas Kiseitse, there the Torah does use the phrase Acharei Asher Hutama. That is less clear. What exactly is that pasuk referring to? Maybe it's referring to a sota, or maybe that's referring to the case of Machshu Grushaso. We'll have to see the sugya. But clearly, Acharei Asher Hutama is written in Parshas Kiseitse, Devarim Chav Dalet. It's written in Parshas Naso. It is written repeatedly. The Gemara says, you know what that tells us? That a sota is asulabao, and that will prevent her, forbid her from eating truma. Even if up until this point she had a schus of achilas truma, that would be paka because now she forfeited that because indeed she is an eishes ish, shezinsa. So therefore, when it comes to the case of sota, you have an isulabao, you have an isulabao. So Tosus raises the following very simple question that the Gemara says you can't construct a case of tzara sota. What do you mean? That's true. Sara, Sara. When it comes to the Isser Labao, when it comes to this Laboa, that certainly is not the case. Imagine having Ashes Ish Zinsa. She is a Sir Laboel, and she goes in and marries the brother of the Boel. Okay, now that can continue. You can have a case of Sara, you can have a case of Sara, Sara as well. So the Gemara tells us that no, when it comes to the case of Sota, one cannot construct a configuration of Tzara Tzara, that is true as far as this Sir Labal is concerned. That certainly is not true when it comes to this Sir Labawel. That is Tosus's kasha. So maybe one could argue very, very simply, that's true. You could come up with a case, but it is not a universal case. When it comes to the case of Sota, from the perspective of the Isser Labal, we're done. You cannot have a case of Tzara Tzara. From the Isser Laboel, you could, but maybe one could argue, since you can't have it unilaterally in all directions, therefore it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. But that is not what Tosfos says. Tosus writes the following, a striking halacha. You can't have such a case when it comes to the Baal. You can't have a case of tzara, because what do you mean? She is usher to all the achim. And then Tosus writes the stunning chiddush, and since you cannot have such a configuration when it comes to the Baal, there is no iser, lo hichmira, in a case of tzara regarding the Baal. That's something which is stunning. I would just simply say that when it comes to the Baal, you can't have such a configuration of tzara. When it comes to Boel, indeed, you can. No, Tosus says the following. Even though I can come up with a case when it comes to this or the Boel, however, if that case cannot express itself regarding the Isser or the Baal, so therefore there is no Isser when it comes to the Boel. The hidden implication of that Tosus, the premise of the Tosus is, you know, it's true. We have two maksiva karayas, and that means there's an issur l'baal and there's an issur l'boel, and one could raise a very, very fundamental issue. What exactly is the relationship between those two issurim? The fact that if you have an ishizinsa, she is asur l'baal, she is asur l'boel, are those two independent issurim? And in no shape or form is it considered to be ha b'hatalia, or could argue, not necessarily. Maybe one could argue that, you know what, there's a primary issur, there's a secondary Isser. Maybe Isser B is a function of Isser A. And if that really is true, if one Isser is an expansion of the other, maybe one could argue the starting point must be that the primary Isser is Chal. And if that cannot, you do not have the secondary Isser at all. That would be a very, very great Chiddush. To assume that it's true, Sota is Asur Labala, Sota is Asur Laboel, but not as independent Isurim. The Issur l'Boel is a function of the Issur l'Baal. Maybe I could phrase it in the following way. One could raise a question. I understand why a sota is Issur l'Baal, because that was an absolute breach of issues. Why is a sota Issur l'Boel? Why exactly is that true? Maybe the answer could be the following. Because as a result of what he did, the Boel, she rendered this woman forbidden to her husband. Because of what he did, the Boel. Now she's Asur l'Baal. So therefore, as a result of that act, she's Asur l'Boel as well. Maybe what's driving the Isser of Boel is because of that which she did, Nesra. She becomes Asur l'Baal, and therefore, that is what is driving the Isser, wow, of Boel itself. So one could argue, you know what, that maybe they're completely independent Isurim. Or maybe one could argue, Ha b'hatalia. And maybe Habata in the direction of the Issur l'Boel is a function of indeed the Issur l'Baal. And that opens up an entire world. You know, the Rambam writes, just as a mashal, increases stuff, you'd gimel in the kunos nifla. The Rambam writes that you can have Issuri Hana, sometimes it's standalone, sometimes it's independent. Sometimes you can have an Issur Hana, without going through all the details of the Rambam, which is an expansion of the Issur Achila. If B is an expansion of A, you know what? A has to be Chal. And if A is not Chal, there's no room, there's no Chalos for B. Maybe one could argue that the Issur l'Boel is a function of the Issur l'Baal. And therefore, if in this case there is no Issur l'Baal, there is no Issur l'Boel. Is there any basis to indeed assume that that is true? Paul Shapshat, that these are independent drashas, Benister Abhin Nitma'a, and therefore, Echad Abal, Echad Abal. All of a sudden, you come across two or three words in a Sugyan, Ksuvas and Daftes, and all of a sudden, it's something which is striking. There, the Gemara is discussing the following, that clearly, that David HaMelech and Bathsheba were allowed to marry. How is that possible? Why was that considered to be a permitted issues? Wasn't there a violation of an ishus? Shizinsa. And if that really is true, what do you mean? She should have been forbidden. And that was not the case. How is that possible? Oh, the second teretz of the Gemara, is the following. You know what? That her husband Uri was sent off to battle. And the practice at that time, something which is stunning, kol hayotze melchemes beis David, get krisus kosiv lishto. You know what? When a man would go out to battle, he would write a get. He would write a get to his wife. That under certain circumstances, the get would be chal, she would not be in a state of aguna, she would be in a grusha. That's what happened. And therefore, she was not at all an eishes ish. If she's not an eishes ish, so therefore, obviously, there is no iser, and David HaMelech buries Bathsheba. That's teretz two of the Gemara. But assuming that was not exactly the case, that no, this was not an act of gerushin, so therefore, How is it possible for David HaMelech to marry Bathsheba? The Gemara says the following. Hasam onis avai. Hasam onis avai. It was an onus. It was an onus. David HaMelech took advantage of. It was an onus. What exactly does that teretz of the Gemara mean? We want to know that how is it that she is muteris l'boel? How is it that she's muteris l'boel? Not how is she muteris l'boel. How is she muteris l'boel? And the Gemara answers two words. Onis avai. Hasam onis avai. Onis. Onis. B'makam onis, she's muteris l'boel. Yes, apparently yes. That's mefurish, at least in teretz one of the Gemara. Tosas Sota writes, and Abchav Zayna Beis, that's mefurish against Yerushalmi. Mefurish against Yerushalmi, but okay. That teretz of the Gemara, Ksuvis and Davtes, is against Yerushalmi. But what is the teretz of the Gemara? That's something which is stunning. And that's the following. If this would have been consensual, if this was Mebaratzon, you know what? The woman is Asura Labal. She's Asura Labal, she's Asura Labal. If, however, this happened as an onus, onus Rachmanapatra means she's not Asura Labal. And here you have black and white in the Gemara that if she's not Asura Labal, she's not Asura Labal. The Rishash points out that we would think at first glance that onus is far worse. What the man did is far worse than had it been done by Ratzon. Each one is Nisa Daraisa. But here we're saying that, what, Achote Niskar? That if indeed it was Ba'onis, therefore, she's Muteres. Why would one argue that that's true? Pashup Shat, the Chiddush of the Gemara is as follows. Because we don't view the Issur L'Baal as an independent Issur, but it's an expansion of the Issur L'Baal, and therefore, the Issur L'Baal has to be Chal. Without an Issur L'Baal, there is no Issur. There is no Issur L'Baal. And in such a case, therefore, oh, that perhaps is the assumption of Tosos, that you know what, that you want to know whether this is considered to be the Tumak Sibarayos. You have to assess this from the perspective of the Baal. And therefore, if you cannot have cases that will create an Issur L'Baal, there is no Issur L'Baal. No Is, not just simply that the Mishnah didn't mention this case. There is no Issur, lo Ichmira. Wow. You can't have Tzara Sara when it comes to the Baal, so therefore there's no halacha forbidding Tzara Sara when it comes to the Baal. Poshup Shat Natosis, because the Issur L'Baal is an expansion, an extension of. That's the suggestion of that first teretz of the Gemara Ksuvas and Davtes, and therefore, wow, if it's B'makam Ones, she is Muteris, Muteris L'Baal. The Beis Shmuel points out, for example, in Simen Yud Aleph, let's assume, for example, the Baal would be a Kohen. The Baal would be a Kohen. What do you mean? If you have an Eishes Kohen, even as a result of an Ones, she's Asur L'Baal. So if it would happen by Ones, she's Asur L'Baal, she is going to be Asur L'Baal. She is going to be Asur L'Baal. Beis Shmuel writes, that's clear. The reason in that case that we're arguing that if it's Ba'onis, she's Muteris al-Ba'al, is because if the Baal is not a Kohen, and she is Muteris the Baal because of Onis Rachmana Patre, so therefore, how can you formulate an Issur L'Ba'al in a case that she is indeed Muteris the Baal? So the Beis Shmuel writes that realize if he would be a Kohen, in such a case, even an instance of Onis, we would never say indeed that's Muter. And then Beis Shmuel just concludes. Take a look, Simin Aleph, an incredible two words. V'chein lehepich. V'chein lehepich. And the same is true in the opposite case. But what does that mean? And the same is true in the opposite case. You know what it sounds like in the Beis Shmuel? Here you're going to jump, no? You know what it sounds like in the Beis Shmuel? That if the Boel is a Kohen, if the Boel is a Kohen, so obviously that she's Asur L'Boel, Nivel L'Pasala, she becomes Asur L'Baal. That's stunning, no? Why didn't you jump? No, that's stunning. No, whoa. The chain lehepich. If the boa would be a kohen, and therefore as a result of onus, she's asur l'baal. She's asur l'baal. The Nodvira writes there in Dagam Avava, Evan Ezra Simon Yud Aleph, he never found such a halacha. That kol asur l'baal, asur l'baal. Asur l'baal, asur l'baal. That you understand very well, because that's what's driving the halacha. No, as a result of what you did, you wrecked the seashoots. So therefore, you know what? The Torah says, she's Asura. She's us. I understand. To say the opposite indeed is true. That if she's Asur L'Baal, she's Asur L'Baal. That the Nodvar is Mehecha Teisi. But that's what the Beis Shmuel implies in those two words. If she would be a Kohen, I understand. So she's Asur L'Baal, she's Asur L'Baal, even if he's not a Kohen, V'chein Lehepech. Wow, those two words, V'chein Lehepech, is stunning. It's stunning, no? The Beis Shmuel and Simen Yud Aleph and Ebenezer. Okay, but you see already that Sugya. That there's a relationship with Issur L'Baal and Issur L'Baal. And this, I would say, sets the stage for the known Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The sugya earlier Ksuvis and Daf Gimel mentions the following. You know, that there was an incredibly harsh gzera that when a besula was getting married at this time of the week, Tiba'el lehegmon tchila. Tiba'el lehegmon tchila. You know what that meant? That she's already nashasi, she had erisin, but nisun is going to occur, and therefore that there was a gzera that, you know what, she would have to go ahead and have a maisabia with this guy, Tiba'el lehegmon tchila. And the Gemara naturally tells us, you know what? Sinuos, hayamosra nafshayu. There were nashim tzidkanios who would give up their life. They would give up their life rather than they're married. There was eris and ashes ish. And therefore they would give up their life. The Gemara says something which is stunning. Now, belidrosh lehuda anasharim. Belidrosh lehuda anasharim. Wow, they were giving up their life. Why not go ahead and just inform them that under these circumstances, do not give up your life. Do not give up your life. It was a tragic occurrence, Tiba lehegmon tchila, but they were moser nefesh. Lidro shuhu da'onashari. Lidro shuhu da'onashari. Wow. So Tosfos is immediately bothered. Lidro shuhu da'onashari, this is an eishes ish. This is Ginarayas. Ginarayas is Yarek Vayavor. The Sigya often in Shas, and heard of Samach Dalet. Yarek Vayavor. What do you mean, Lidro shuhu da'onashari? That's not true. That's not true. If it was to be another Isser, I would say Yahar Vayahare, but not true when it comes to a case of Arayas, a case of Eishas Ish. How can the Gemara possibly say that? Oh, so the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. You know what? We're talking about Bias Akum. We're talking about Bias Akum. Bias Akum is not Gilei Arayas. It's not Gilei Arayas. Yivamos Daf Memtes, Izo Mamze, five different Shitas and Tanaim. What is the Hagdara of Mamzerus? But the Gemara earlier, Yevamos Naf Memhei, Eved Va'akam Ababas Yisrael, we assume the halacha of Vlad Kasha. The Vlad Kasha. The Gemara's bothered. Well, what do you mean? There's no Tvisas Kedusha. And isn't E Tvisas Kedusha? Isn't that what generates Mamzerus? What generates Mamzerus? Don't those two halachas go together? E Tvisas Kedusha and a Vlad Mamzer? We discussed in the earlier Shia, another Tosda Bezim and Aleph. When it comes to Nida, not necessarily. Maybe one could argue very simply as follows that Mamzerus means Gilearios, Gilearios. And Bias Akum is Isurebia, of course, it's Isurebia. But it is not considered to be Gilearios. And therefore, it's true, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. But Ein Havlad Mamzer, wow, Ein Havlad Mamzer. We discussed that at the beginning of this month. Now, that Chiddush Letosos, Nafezim et Aleph, wow. So therefore, when it comes, for example, to an Akababas Yisrael, Ein Avlad Mamzer, that's not considered to be an act of Gilei Arayos. Oh, so Rabbeinu says the following. That's exactly Pshat in the Gemara. Lidur Shalon Eshare. Gilei Arayos is Yerek Vayavor. This is Bias Akum. Bias Akum is not called Gilei Arayos. What do you mean? What about that Sugyan Sandaf Ayin Dalit? The Gemara says, how is it possible for Esther Hamalka to have that relationship with Achashverosh? Isn't it Yerek Vayavor? Isn't it Yerek Vayavor? The Gemara is Tutarutzim, Abayin Rava. What do you mean? The Gemara says Mefurish. It's Yarek Vayavar. You know, Rabbi Natam says, look more carefully in that Gemara. That's a kasha. That's a riot to me, Rabbi Natam says. Because what exactly does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, how could Esther Hamalk involve herself with a Chashverosh? Va Esther? Bifarhesya Havoy. Bifarhesya Havoy. Rabbi Natam, no. What do you have to say, Bifarhesya Havoy? If this is real Gilei Arayos, Gilei Arayos, Gilei Arayos is Yarek Vayavor. When it comes to Shari Surim, then there's a difference between Bitsina as opposed to Bifarhesya. The Gemara says black and white, Va'ester Bifarhesya Havoy, meaning the only suggestion that would be Yarek Vayavor is because it was Shari Surim Bifarhesya. Why is that Shari Surim? Rabbeinu Tam says, that's my Raya, that this is not at all. This is not at all Gilei Arayos. That's something which is stunning. That's the Machlokis, the Balamor, and the Mochamos, and that's Sugi, Daf Yitzayin, and Daf Yarif. Whether that Gemara is addressing Gilei Arayos, or that Gemara is addressing Shari Surim, Shari Surim. Because the Balamor writes a stunning Kiddush. What exactly is the answer of Rav in that Gemara? How could Esther Hamalka and Varvara stuff with Achashverosh, Hanos Atzim Shani? What does that mean? That Achashverosh was not principled religiously. He was not trying to... Everything Achashverosh did was simply for bodily pleasure. Hanas Atzma. And therefore, it's not Yarek Vayavor. And therefore, so you know what the Balamor writes? Gilei Arayos, if it's Hanas Atzma, is not Yarag Vayavar. Ooh. The Gemara is talking about Gilei Arayos. And Rav answers, Hanasa Atzman Shani. So you see that even when it comes to Gilei Arayos, the why question is critical. And that's what the Ramban screams in the Malchamos. Of course that's not true. When it comes to Gilei Arayos, categorically it's a Yarag Vayavar. The Gemara says, Hanasa Atzman Shani. Because you're not talking about Gilei Arayos. You're talking about Bias Akum. Bias Akum is not considered to be Gilei Arayos at all. And if it's not Gilei Arayos, it's only Shari Surim. When it comes to Shari Surim, there's a difference between Lavir Ladas as opposed to Anas Atzman, but not when it comes to Gilei Arayos. And we're not dealing with Gilei Arayos. That's the Chiddush Nemachamos. Bias Akum is not called Gilei Arayos. When we did the Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Aleph, you know what a Nisar Erva is? Kurva, She'er. Oh, how do you know there's something Nisar Erva? Lefurish and Gemara Daf Mem Hey. Asr La Mut Lachrina. This woman, Asr to these, Mutter to these. No? This is your sister. She's forbidden to you, but she's Mutter to others. Eish Asish. Forbidden to others. Mutter to her husband. When you have something that's categorically Asr, Biasaku, that's a clear indicator. That's not an Isser of She'er or Kurva. That's separate Isserabia. And that is not part of the Hagdara of Gilei Arayos. So therefore, in Avlad Mamza. And therefore, when it comes to Mesiras Nefesh, we treat that as Shari Surim. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. The Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is that, you know what? That's Lidrosh Lahu, the Onesh Shari, because after all, we're talking about Bias Akum. Wow. Okay. And then the Tosus continues, Ksuvas Daf Gimel, and tells you a Bamsha. Umitovkach, Hiti Rabbeinu Tam. Let's assume the following case. You have a married woman, and you know what? She betrays her husband, and you know she's involved with a guy. She's involved with a guy. I would have said, you know what? She's Asur Labal. She's Asur Labal. Rabbeinu Tam says, what about the following? That happened. You know what? She's no longer married to her husband. The husband divorced her. The husband died. She's no longer married to the husband. Okay. This guy who's a Boel converts. He's Jewish. And guess what? The two of them want to get married. That's Rabbeinu Tam. That was the case. While she was married, she was mezana with a guy. The husband is no longer get, misa. And all of a sudden, the guy was magaya. And all of a sudden, they want to get married. So hit Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said the following. Obviously, she's no longer an ish. Right? The first issue is already dissolved. Why would you say she's Asr? Why would she say she's Asr? What do you mean? She was an Ashur Sishazinsa and she's Asura Laboel, our Sugya. She's Asur Laboel. No. There's no Isra Laboel. There's no Isra Laboel because this was Biasakum. And when do we assume that she is Asur Laboel? Yeah, that's if there was Gilei Arayos. She's Asur Laboel. And this is not considered to be Gilei Arayos. This is Biasakum. Right? Bad. But there's no halacha that you're a sula ba'al. And therefore, hitir Rabbeinu Tam. Hitir Rabbeinu Tam. That's something which is stunning. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. You look in the Ritva, you look in the Rush, they write, I disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, but I agree with the Psak. I agree with the Psak. Why? Lav mitame. I hold that in such a case, there is an sula ba'al. Oh, but the Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel. Ben Yechiel, Gershon is Gayer, Kekat Nanoladam. Wow, Gerus. You know what? You're Megayer. You know, that's pushing the restart button. No, a clean slate. As a result of Gerus, the Isser Laboa now is Paka. Wow, that's Rabbi Yechiel. There was an Isser Laboa, but no longer, because Gershon is Gayer. That's Rabbi Yechiel. And then you come across the Rush, Ksuvas Parakala Simandalit. Rush writes, I also will be Makayim the Psak Rabbeinu Tam for another reason. Are you ready for this? Something which is stunning. You have a situation where a woman is mutter to A and mutter to B. In principle, a woman could be mutter to him and mutter to him. But you know what? This woman was an Eishes Ishezinsa. As a result of the act of Znus, now she becomes Usher to him and Usher to him. As a result of the Znus, she's Usher the Baal, she's Usher the Baal. Good. What happens, the Rush, a stunning Chiddush, if even without Eishes Ishezinsa, she was Asura to the Boel? Oh, if she's already Asura to the Boel, don't take me literally, like Einisur Chal Isser, but if she's already Asura the Boel, There's no additional issur lebala as a result of znus. Someone who is not usher to this man, and she's guilty of znus, oh, ech lebala. But in a case where she was already asur, there was a prior issur, there's no additional issur of sota. Wow, that's the rush. That's stunning. So guess what? In this particular case, who is the boel? A guy. There's an isser. There's an isser, a guy. You can marry a guy. You can marry a guy. And that's already asser. That's already asser. There's no additional isser machmaznus for someone who was already an esser. Already an esser. Wow, that's the chiddush of the rush. Three reasons to say in that case, mutter. Rabbi Yitam, Rabbi Yechiel, and the rush. Three reasons. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Ebenezer Kufayin Ches, that Yesh Omrim, this is Mutter. Yesh Omrim, this is Mutter. A case where a woman is an Eshes Ish, she's Mazana with the guy, the issue is severed, the guy converts, Yesh Omrim, it's Mutter. You know what the Gon writes? In Sivkot Nechav Beis? For three reasons. The Gon, for three reasons. Now, Rabbi Yitam, Rabbi Yechiel, and the Rush. Wow, that's something which is pretty stunning. The Rama writes the following. Rama writes the following. Mamish the Rama, Kufayin Ches. What about this? Imagine. A man is Mizana with his wife's married sister. That's the Rama. A man is Mizana with his wife's married sister. That's a Chiyuv Misa of Eshesish. That's a Chiyuv Kares of Achosisha. You know, like, he was Mazana with his sister-in-law, his married sister-in-law. That's pretty bad. No? A chiyuv misa and a chiyuv kares. Okay. You know what? That woman is no longer married. Okay, divorced. No longer married. She's no longer an ishish. That guy's wife, the wife died. The wife died. There's no longer an Isra of Achos Isha. Because Bechayah. So you know what? Would they be allowed to marry each other? Eshes Ish, she's no longer an Eshes Ish. Achos Isha, no longer an Isra. That's only Bechayah. No, but there's an Isra of Sota. She was an Eshes Ish's Insa and Asur Leboel. You know what the Kiddush is? Not according to the Rush. If you already have a relationship which is be'isser b'aveira, there's an isser of achos isha, we do not have an additional isser of boel. And in that case, it should be mutter. That's pretty stunning, no? So that Rama, Kufayin Ches writes, we do not paskin like the Rush. That the isser of the boel is only when there is no additional isser at all, no prior isser. And therefore, in that case, even according to Rabbi Natam, it's usser. Rabbi Natam is only because it was Bias Akum. But if you're talking about a Bias Yisrael, a person, right, is Mizana with the wife's sister who's married, in such a case, that certainly is usser the boel. But not according to the Rush. No? That's something which is pretty stunning. Whoa. Oh, so that's the Shita of Rabbi Natam, that if you're dealing with Bias Akum, there's no issur lebo. You know, when you do that sugya in Ksuvas Nav Gimel, all of a sudden the Rishonim jump. No. Raya after raya, that's not true. Rabbi Natam's chiddush that if it's Bias Akum, there is no issur. That is not true. That's against sugyas. For example, Megillah Daf Tezvav, where the Gemara says, Kasha Vati Avati, that as a result of Nvamoth HaChashverosh, Esther Amalka became forbidden to Mordechai, her husband. That was Bias Akum. And yet, Kasha Vati Avati. You see, as a result of Bias Akum, of course there's an issur. Of course, how can Rabbeinu Tam say that if you don't have Bias Akum, it's not going to give the Araya stuff, there is no issur? Before it's against the Gemara. And Raya after Raya, Tosus, the Ritz for the Chumash Edeshin. So if you take a look, there in the Ritzva, Ksuvas Daf Gimel, take a look in Chumash Edeshin, Rishu Tes. They write a very, very important Yisod. One line, It answers all of the kashas. All the kashas. Rabbi Natan never said that an Eishes Ish Shezinsa Im Ha'akum is Muteres Labal. Rabbi Natan never said that. He never said that. Rabbi Natan said that an Eishes Ish Shezinsa Im Ha'akum is Muteres Labal. Muteres Labal. He never said that she's Muteres Labal. You're asking about Megillah Daf Tesef, that's Baal, Baal, Baal. As a result of Bias Akum, of course that Eishes Ish is forbidden to her husband. But just because she's forbidden to her husband does not mean she is forbidden to the Baal. So as a result of Bias Akum, Rabbi Natan's great chiddush, she's Muteres the Baal. And you know what? If the Eishes is severed and this guy converts, that's fine. But of course she's also the Baal. Of course she's also the Baal. That's very, very important. That's against our whole Yisod, that what is driving the Issa Leboel is the fact that she became Nesra Lebal. No, that's not the Shita Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan maintains that certainly is not true. She's Asura Lebal, but she's Muteris. These are two independent Yisurim. Even if they're two independent Yisurim, you have to come up with a separate Chiddush. They're two independent Yisurim that have different criterion, different Hagdaros. And therefore, you can be Asa Labal without being Asa Labal. One could argue they're not two independent Yisurim. This Labal is a function of Labal. Maybe one could argue they're two independent Yisurim, but you know what? The same cause that will render you forbidden Labal renders you forbidden Labal. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, not. These are two independent dinim, Tumaksiv Balagabe Baal, Tumaksiv Balagabe Boel, with different Hagdaros, and the Asaka Mumin, although you're forbidden to your husband, your mutter to the Baal. Wow. That's what the Rishonim write, the Ritva, Shumas Hadeshin, within the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. If you look in the Tosus Yishonim, on the Daf, Yuma Daf Pebez, Yuma Pebez, Tosus Yishonim writes that Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is Muteres Labal. Wow. Rabbeinu Tam didn't say that. Rabbeinu Tam said Muteres Labal. The Tosfos Yeshanim writes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, she would be Muteres Labal as well. Oh, then you have all the kashas of the Rishonim. But who are the Ritva writes? Shumas Hadeshim, the Meiri, not like Rabbeinu Tam. But you do see a great chiddush according to Rabbeinu Tam, that this Labal is not a function of this Labal. They're two independent Yisurim, and why can't I say she's us Labal, but she is Muteres Labal? Why should that be true? Why should that be true? Well, I'll argue as follows. In order to be Asur Labal, you know what you need? Gilei Arayos. You need Gilei Arayos. And Bias Akum is not Gilei Arayos. So therefore, if that indeed is true, Bias Akum is not going to render Asur Labal. Okay? Well, why not argue the same thing as true when it comes to Asur Labal? This Asur Labal requires Gilei Arayos. And if it's not considered to be an act of Gilei Arayos, there's no Asur Labal. So apparently you have to argue that's not true. The Asur Labal is triggered, the mechayiv is an aver of Gilei Arayos. Mashen came when it comes to the Isser Labal, that is not true. That is not true. A woman is forbidden to her husband if there is a breach, even if that breach is not Gilei Arayos. Wow. Is there any basis to assume that that's true? You don't need the violation of Gilei Arayos in order to go into create an Isser in Isser Labal. So the Beis Halevi has a beautiful tshuva, Chedek Beis Simen Mem, where he tells you, let's start, take a look at the sugya, in Sota and Daf Chavav, and Sota and Daf Chavav. You see that sugya, it's something which is done. The Gemara tells us this. The Parsha of Sota, Kinui, Stira, okay. You know what the Pasuk says? V'shachav Ish Osa. V'shachav Ish Osa. Who is this Boel? Ish, Ish. The Gemara's drasha, Ish Prat Lakata. Ish Prat Lakata. Wow. Ish Prat Lakata. Okay, okay. What exactly does that mean? Ish Prat Lakata. Kino, Istira, and Ish. But not if this is a kata. Let me ask you the following. What's the definition of a kata? What's the definition of a kata? I would tell you that's not such a complicated question. But here, I would tell you it's not obvious. Because here we're talking about an act of zinus. We're talking about arayos. We're talking about a maisadiyah. If I tell you prat lakatan, what exactly does that mean? What exactly does that mean? One possibility is prat lakatan means under bar mitzvah. A 12-year-old. Okay. A 12-year-old, he's not a bar chiyuv, he's not a bar onshin, but he's capable of a maisadiyah. Imagine you have a married woman who's a gdola, who's mezana with a 12-year-old, she's killed. That's an isra of eishes ish. He's not. He's a katan. He's not bar onshin. But what do you mean? She violated gidei arayos. You know what another possible definition of katan is? It means someone who has not reached the age of igil aviyah. That would mean we're talking about an 8-year-old. V'shachav ish osa prat l'katan means pachos mi bentes. When the Gemara says, when it comes to the parsha of Sot, there has to be an ish and it cannot be a katan, who exactly are we referring to? Who are we referring to when it comes to a katan? Less than bar mitzvah? Or less than the age of higia labia? No, whoa. So guess what? Pretty incredible. The Rambam, Paragalef of Achasota, the Rambam writes, the second possibility. The Rambam writes, Akzera Sakasu, that the parsha of Sota does not apply to a katan who is pachos mi bentes. The Rambam is mafurish. Whoa. There's no kina, there's no stira when it comes to a 7-year-old boy. Yeah, I'm going to tell you that's obvious. That's a gzeras akasu. This young kid is not capable of a maisabiyah. Not capable of ishus insa. A gzeras akasu. And I'll go a step further. The Gemara says, prat lakatam, but not true when it comes to a shakuf. What exactly is a shakuf? There is kinuyin stir when it comes to a shakuf. You know what Rashi and the Rambam write about a shakuf? That means an adult who is impaired, who is incapable of a maisabiyah. That's not what Tosus writes. A shakuf is an adult who's incapable of maisabiyah. And a katan means a child who's incapable of maisabiyah. Is there kinui, is there stira? For the child, no, for the adult, yes. Wow. There is kinui and stira for an adult who's incapable of a maisabiyah. That also sounds shocking, no? Isn't kinui and stira, you know what? Because we're dealing with the potential raglaimadavar of an ashes ishes insa. There's no possibility of an ashes ishes insa, no? And yet, indeed, there's kinui and there's stira. There's kinui and stira without the possibility of an ashes and shazinsa, which is arayos. You know what the answer is? Yes. That's a shakuf. Mufurish and Rambam. And maybe one would have thought that this can even apply to a katan who's 7 and 8. Oh, that requires a gzeres akasu, a prat katan. As opposed to arguing, incredible, that a katan means a 10, 11, a 12-year-old who is capable of maisadiyah. And a shachuf means one who is capable, albeit with difficulty, of a maisabiyah. That's what Tosus writes. It cannot be that a shachuf is incapable of a maisabiyah, because how do you have kina and steer with one who is incapable of a maisabiyah? Wow. But you know what Rashi Shita is, the Rambam Shita? That's something which is stunning. That you can have kina and steer, and a woman can be asura al habal as a sota vadai, even though there's no possibility of the violation of gilei arayos. That's unbelievable. Then the Gemara continues and raises the following issue. Can you have kinui and stira? The Gemara calls that derech evarim. Having nothing at all to do with a maisabiyah, but just simply there's physical contact. Would that be enough to render a woman asur al habal because there was some physical contact she had with someone else? The Gemara says no. The Gemara says, Mao the same, what would you think? The Kpeda Dabal Talyamosa? Maybe it's all dependent on what the husband would feel is appropriate and inappropriate. And if a husband feels even casual contact is inappropriate, that could be a basis of kinui and stira. Kamash Malan Delo. Kamash. Wow. That's something which is incredible. The Gemara has a Havamin. It's fully subjective. It can even apply to casual contact. Al Kamash Malan. So that's something which is unusual. Shachuf, yes. Kata, no. Kaki, zeres, akasu. Maybe it applies to Madarach Evarim. The answer is no. The answer is no. You know what you see from all these cases? From all these cases? That Sota Labala does not require a violation of absolute Gidarayos. The Gemara has a Havimin of Derech Evarim. The Gemara says, yes, you can have it when it comes to Kishokov. The Gemara says, Zerus Akasa, that tells you cannot have it with an 8-year-old child who's incapable of Maisaviyah. You know what you see? That Sota Asur Labal does not require Gidarayos. That's pretty incredible. No? What does it require? What does it require? Well, take a look at the parsha, no? You have a woman who goes astray, and she has a relationship with someone else, although she's married. You know what the pasuk says? B'midbar hei, u'ma'ala bo ma'al. U'ma'ala bo ma'al. And you know what she does? She betrays her husband. She's guilty of mi'ila. Mi'ila, mi'ila. You know what mi'ila is? Misappropriation. Misappropriation. She breached a relationship, a sacred relationship of Yishus. She betrayed her husband. Betrayed her husband. Targum. Right? Mala means shikar. Right? There was a falsehood here. Something inappropriate. Inappropriate. That's something which is striking, no? When it comes to the parsha of Sota, a woman betrayed the confidence of her husband, and therefore, ooh, these are the dinei ha-parsha. Let me ask you the following. In order to umal b'amal, betray the confidence of the husband, you require what? You require gilei arayos where there's a chiyuv misa. That is a betrayal. And everything else is like a value neutral, value neutral. In order to go ahead and meet that mark of mal b'amal, you have to have a chiyuv misa v'eishes ish. And let's say the woman comes and says, yeah, but he was a guy. He was a guy. You're going to tell me that is not a violation of uvava mamal, uvava mamal. That is not a violation of issues. It was biasakum. Oh, you'll tell me, yeah, Rabbi Natan says, zirmasus and simasa, poski necheska. You know? That's not a violation of, you know what the chiddush is? Rabbi Natan shita is in order to become asur labal, in order to be asur labal, you don't require gil arayos with a chiyuv misa. The issa of the baal is just simply the breach of issues. Oh, so he was a shakuf. That's still a breach of issues. That's still a breach of issues. It was a katan. Oh, you know what? Maybe one could have argued that also should be a breach of issues. Highly inappropriate. Oh, the Gemara is a gzeira sakasa. The shakab isho so prat la katan. You're dealing with a 7-year-old. Incapable of, you know, like out of the radar, you know what? That's not appropriate, but that is not called umo b'ma when it comes to issues. The Gemara, what about Derech Evarim? What about Derech Evarim? Oh, maybe yes, maybe no. Oh, the Gemara says that, no, the Parsha Sota is not just talking about a casual physical relationship. More is necessary. But these are all hagdaros of what is a violation of umo b'ma? Even if it's short, even if it's short of Gilei Arayos with a Chiyuv Misa. That is what generates the Isser, the Isser Labal, the Isser Labal. That was like the Tshuvas Marik, you know, that, whoa, you know. Klal Yisrael was in danger, and a woman went ahead and was very proactive with the Onas. And it resulted in a Maisabiya. And her involvement somehow was able to assuage the Anas. So you know what? Maybe to some extent her Kavanah was L'Shem Shamayim. What she was doing, she had thought was, right, the Hatzalas HaRabim. But you know what the Marik writes? But she's Asur Alabal. Even though maybe her mindset was, but you know what? That act is a breach of issues. A breach of issues. And even if we're not talking about an Eishes Ish who was Mizana Amazing. No, we're talking about maybe doing it. You know, okay, her mindset was wrong, but maybe doing it for what she thought was an elevated reason. But you know what? That's a breach of issues. Marik, the Isser Labal is Uma Bo Ma'o. That requires a Maisa B with a Chiyu Misa. The Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam is the reason you're Isser Labal is because you breach that sacred relationship of issues. Why are you Isser Labal? Why are you Isser Labal? Oh, maybe one could argue you're Isser Labal because that which you did rendered you Isser Labal. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam says no. That's not true. Rabbeinu Tam maintains that, how do you know that's true? The Isser Labal requires Gilui Arayos. The Isser Labal is Uma Labamal. And therefore, in a case of Bias Akum, it is not Gilui Arayos and Isser Labal, but you will be Isser Labal. And there is no halacha that whoever is Isser Labal is considered to be Isser Labal. What would Rabbeinu Tam do with that sugya and daftes? Now, onus havai. Rabbeinu Tam could simply argue as follows. You do see from that one teretz of the Gemara, onus havai, that you know what? That being Isser Labal is necessary. It's necessary, but you ready? It's not sufficient. It's necessary, but it's not sufficient. You're right. It's necessary that as a result of what this boil did, she becomes Isser Labal. That's Befurish. Ksuz Daftes. But does that mean that if you're Isser Labal, automatically become Isser Labal? Rabbeinu Tam says, who says that's true? In a case where she's Muteres Al Habal, there's no Isser Labal. But in a case where she's Isser Labal, now I have to ask question two. Why is she Isser Labal? If she's Isser Labal because of Gilui Arayos, she's Isser Labal. If she's Isser Labal because of Mabal Ma'al, in such a case, she's Isser Labal, but she's Muteres Labal. Rabbeinu Tam is not going against that Sugya Daftes. Rabbeinu Tam is just arguing that, you know what, I understand. That is a condition of, but that is not the entire world of Isser Labal. It's necessary that there's Isser Labal, but that's not sufficient. Just because you're Isser Labal does not necessarily mean you become Isser Labal. Well, there is a Chiddush, you can take a look in Berhetiv, where the Behetiv writes, what would happen in a case if this is an Eishes Ish Zinsa, terrible, 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 but like really terrible? This wasn't the first time. This is a Boel Sheni. This isn't the first time. This married woman was involved with him, and this married woman was involved with him. No? Maybe not shocking. She's an Eishes Ish Zinsa. You know, maybe that there was more than one Boel. The Boel Sheni. As a result of what he did, she becomes Isser Labal. She was already Isser Labal as a result of the full act, first act of Znus. No? You don't need repetition. You don't need repetition. The Boel Sheni may say the following. Look, I admit I'm guilty. I shouldn't have done what I did. But you know what? Don't fault me for wrecking their marriage. She was already Isser Labal. That is not something. Ooh, so the Berhetiv writes, nonetheless, in principle, that aver of Gilui Arayos would forbid her to her husband, even if she was already forbidden to her husband. But nonetheless, then yes, she is indeed Isser Labal. What I will tell you is following. Poshup shat. This is Mefurish in Gemara. This is not just the Berhetiv, this is Mefurish in Gemara. Sanhedrin daf mem aleph, Mefurish in Gemara. The Gemara says the following, that you know what? Edom come forward. And they say that this woman was an Eishes Ish Zinsa. And you know what? It's followed by Hazama. Okay. Kasha Zama. We should put these Edom to death because they attempted to have her killed. She's an Eishes Ish Zinsa. The Gemara says the following. Let's assume, for example, we're talking. How do you know that was their intent? How do you know that was their intent? They didn't give Hasra, no? They didn't give Hasra. If you do this, you're going to be put to death. Let's assume that. No. That we're dealing with an Isha Chavera, that does not require hasra. Hasra is lahavkin and shogim v'nezik. And a person knows what they're doing is wrong, so you don't need hasra. So there was no hasra. Balaam just came to Bezin and said, this woman of Ishus is in son. Turns out there is hazama. We want to go ahead and put the Edom to death. The Edom come and say the following. No, the first Tosfos in Makkos. No. Well, what do you mean? Lasra al balabanu. We weren't coming to put her to death. You know what we're guilty of? We were coming to Bezin to say that this couple cannot remain married. Cannot remain married. Wow. Okay. So the Gemara discusses, well, maybe that's a good taina. And if that's a good taina, then the whole Eidos should not be Eidos, because that should be called Eidos Shi'iyat Yachal Hazima. Because even if they're subject to Hazama, you can't give the Kasha Hazama, because they can always say, we were not coming to have her killed, but Lesar Balabana. No? Even if you don't know Sanhedrin. No, but that's the first doses. And Abbez and Mesachas Makas. No? First doses, Abbez and Madalab. When do you say Onesh B of Malkus can substitute for another Onesh? Now, Tosfos quotes the Gemara. Oh, so the Gemara now, just the Hemshik of the Gemara, that's very important. What happens if Chazrev is Insa? What happens if Chazrev is Insa? You know what? This wasn't the first time. She already was an Ashish's Insa. She's already Asur Laval. So the Eidim come forward and say, Lesra Balabanu. She's already Esther Elabal. Obviously, in that case, they were coming to have her killed. Because she was already Esther Elabal. Because she was already demonstrated that she was an Eishas Ishas Insa. Okay, maybe she wasn't Cheves Misa. Maybe there was no Hasra. Maybe there were no Edim. But she was already rendered an Eishas Ishas Insa. It was Esther Elabal. So they can say, we're coming to forbid her to her husband. She's already. You know what the grand answer is? Lesra Albol Sheni. That's the parents of the Gemara. Les Rabba Osheini. They still could argue. They still could. We know she's an Ashes Ishes Insa. We know she's a Sur Labal. Why were we coming to Bezdin? Maybe they can say, you know what? We weren't coming to Bezdin to have her killed. We were coming to Bezdin to have her forbidden to the Baal Sheini. The Baal Sheini. That sounds mefurish in the Gemara, no? That you can be us to the Baal Sheini even though your Edus does not create an Issa Labal, an Issa Labal. Wow, wow. I'll tell you, that's Mefurish in the Gemara. Maybe you don't need a Berhetiv. No, it's Mefurish in the Gemara. Send out from Allah. Oh, Pesachit Shuvah writes the following. Maybe one could argue, that's what the Edom claimed. Les Abol Shinyavanu. Tell you a secret. The Edom are wrong. The Edom were wrong. You know what? La Halacha, that really, but you're talking about what was the mindset of the Edom when they came and testified. What was their mindset? The Eid says, when I came, I was coming to forbid him to him. She's already forbidden to the Baal. We were coming to forbid him. They didn't know today's Shir Klali, no? So they didn't know that this Baal is a function of the Baal, and without that, you can't have that. They didn't know that. But in terms of why they were testifying, wow, while they were testifying, maybe one could be Marche the Gemara. This is their Amasla. This is their excuse. Or maybe this is really why they came to Bezdin. And you know, the dying will say, you know what, your cheshbon is not correct. Because without an issa labal, there is no issa labal sheni. So you know what? So they'll say, I didn't know that. But when I was made, this was my mindset. I was not being made in nefashos. I was being made in order to, but that's how Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that you can have an issa labal sheni, even though she's already indeed asur labal. Because again, the Maisabi would create, even though Enochinami, tragically, Nebuch, she was already forbidden to her husband. These are important details, important Hagdaros. This is all the first Teretz HaTosfos, no? Now we're going to have to get into the second Teretz HaTosfos, the Re. No? How do you know that she's Asabas Labo? There are two Parshios. The Re suggests, wow, Kiseitse and Parshas Nasa, and Kiseitse is alive. Wow. Lo yuchal. And that's not necessarily true of Tumaksiba Karayos. And there's a lot of this Labal Mashenki when it comes to Baal. No? That's something to think about as well. The second teretz of Tosfos. Chazali's Makoros. This is a pretty important yisod with repercussions throughout Shas. Now, what? When do you need the Maisa Avera of Gili Arayos in order to create the Isser? You take a look at that sugin sodachavav. It's stunning. And maybe incredibly, no, a difference in this of the Baal as opposed to this of the Boel. This of the Baal is Mach Masarayos. This of the Baal is a Pasuk in Chumash. Uma Bo Ma'o. And Mi'ila does not require Gili Arayos with the Chi of Amisa. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam could argue as follows that, of course, Ayyadei B'yasakum, this Eishas Ish is Asur LaBaal, but not Asur LaBoel. And therefore, if Gershon is Geyer in such a case, they will be allowed to get married.